to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Hi, loves. So just to let you know, this episode, pretty much in its entirety, contains a lot of discussion about eating disorders. So if that is something that is going to be upsetting for you or triggering for you in any way, please do not feel any guilt about skipping. Just do what you need to do for yourself, for your safety, for your mental health. There is absolutely no shame in needing to do that. Like, just being real. So if you need to do that, no judgment. We'll see you next week. But if you are sticking around, just be aware that that is one of the topics we're talking about today. So please think really carefully about whether it is good for you to hear this, because you really have to be careful with yourself and your mental health. So please make that decision, and make the decision that's right for you. They eat her up while her plate remains empty. Hungry hordes throw dollars at the dying doll, fascinated by her fate, smiling as she gets smaller and smaller, feeding her with sweet, sugary shams until there's nothing left. So I feel like most people who have been using the internet will know who Eugenia Cooney is. I first became aware of her a long time ago. I was doing some research because you may recall many, many years ago, I wrote something about another YouTuber called Onision. And one of the things that I discovered when researching for that and doing a bit of a deep dive was that he was somewhat fascinated with Eugenia Cooney. And I thought, okay, let's have a look at her. And so she originally started off on YouTube doing kind of typical content for that era. You know, try on videos, get ready with me, go to this place, go to that place, you know, that kind of old school YouTube content. That's now very much coming back, actually, just in much higher definition. She then moved over to Twitch, and she would do gaming streams and things like that. And now she's very present on TikTok. And she does a lot of live streams there. TikTok live streams are very different to live streams on other platforms. So as you'll know, I've been looking at TikTok over the last few months, trying to kind of get to grips with it. And it's very, very different in terms of live content. A lot of live content on the app is literally just people sitting there, like in their bedrooms or whatever, and talking to people in the audience. Whereas on stuff like Twitch or YouTube Live, there is an expectation to have more in terms of your content. You have to be doing something or something like that. I guess, I don't know, maybe because TikTok is primarily on a phone. So I don't know, it's a different expectation. I have no idea, but that's what it is. And that's what her streams there tend to be. Just her sitting there and thanking people for the gifts that they send her and things. And the one thing that has been almost constant, certainly since I was aware of her, and I think for a long time before that, is that Eugenia Cooney is anorexic. And so she's very small. She's always been very, very tiny. I think in some of her older content, she would just kind of play it off as, oh, I'm just naturally skinny. Because, you know, some people are, I guess. Some people are just naturally quite small, quite petite, quite skinny. I am not one of those people. But I have found peace in that, and I'm okay with that. But some people are, you know, and there's nothing that you can do or say to change that, because it's just the way that they were born and it's just the way their bodies are. And sometimes people can be very cruel to those people and they can, you know, harass them about it, but it's, you know, it's not their fault. They can try everything they can to look different, but it's not going to change anything, you know. However, Eugenia Cooney, I think it's definitely a different situation. Because you can be naturally small, you can be naturally petite and tiny and whatever, but nobody is naturally in a way that you can literally basically see their bones through their skin at all times. Like, that's not a thing. That's not a natural state of being. So throughout the years, there have been quite a few different situations when it came to her. She has been to rehab. There have been situations where her friends have tried to get her help and treatment. But unfortunately, she is still struggling with this, and very obviously struggling. And recently it is kind of at a point where it is perhaps, you know, the worst that it has ever been. And what's difficult is this is very apparent to everybody because it's very public, because her job, effectively, the way that she makes her money, her living, is in generating online content, creating content. So making TikTok videos, the occasional YouTube video, and hours of TikTok live streams, all of which where you can see her, and all of which where it becomes very, very obvious that she is still very much in this battle and very much not winning. And it's not her fault. It is an illness. And so I do not blame her. However, there are some people that I do blame, and I guess I want to talk about that. For a start, one of the things that I have seen, and I know that a lot of other people have picked up on and noticed, is that there are people who will interact with her and interact with her content with the sole purpose of increasing the effects of her illness and encouraging her to not eat, encouraging her to not accept any help or treatment. And this is something that's been going on for a while. I saw people who would do that when she was on Twitch as well. It probably happened when she was on YouTube too. It's certainly happening now she's on TikTok. People who would, for example, gift her money, you know, donate to her channels, whatever. And these people were encouraging her, you know, and telling her that she looked so pretty and so beautiful when she was so tiny, encouraging her to keep going, encouraging her not to eat, you know, that kind of stuff. And this was kind of split between two groups of people. So the first group, right, was other people who also are anorexic. There is whole communities of people, and this is not a new thing. I mean, God, I remember when I was like, you know, literally like a kid, and the internet was sort of just hitting its most insane and unhinged. Because I mean, listen, I don't want to gaslight anybody who's unhappy about the internet right now. But when I was a kid and I was growing up, the internet was so much worse than it is now. Like, I'm sorry, like, sure, there are problems that need to be fixed, and like, we're literally talking about one right now, but the internet back then, my God, oh my God, like the fucked up things you could see, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it was dark. And the way that people acted on the internet as well was fucked up. Like, you know, I'm not just talking, you know, the standard thing that parents used to worry about. Oh, you could be talking to someone who says they're your age, but they're actually like a paedophile, which was absolutely going on. But, you know, other stuff as well. There was huge amounts of bullying, you know, cruelty on a mass scale, and the fucking content that was out there, you know, the fact that, you know, children could stumble upon videos of people being horrifically murdered, like that. Jesus, it was the Wild West, as they call it, right? Anyways, so one of the things around that time that was huge, and I think still is, to be honest, if we're being real, was like pro anorexia spaces. So you'd have websites, message boards, all that kind of stuff, of people who were living with anorexia, effectively encouraging each other to keep going, right? And that still remains today. There is whole sections of pretty much every social platform you can think of dedicated to that kind of behavior, encouraging each other to abstain from food, encouraging each other to exercise to exhaustion, encouraging each other to basically just indulge eating disorder behavior. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you know, encouraging each other to basically just allow the illness to take over rather than accepting any help or treatment. And these people, you know, are suffering from an illness. However, they can be fucking brutal. You know, there are some of these people, you know, and I've seen, you know, screenshots and everything, and videos showing it of people, you know, from these groups, from these spaces, being so cruel to other people who are also living with anorexia, to, in a sense, to try and motivate them, you know, and to say to them, you know, oh, you look so ugly today, you look so fat, you should definitely not eat. And the other person is thankful for that, in a sense, because they see it as a motivation. And it's very sad. It's very sad. Because all of these people, they need help, they need support, but they're not in a place where they can accept it. So I think part of the crowd doing this to her is definitely from those spaces. But there is another, arguably more frightening aspect, and that is people who have some kind of paraphilia, I guess you could call it. Like, I don't know how to say it, but there are some people and they have legitimately like some kind of sexual fetish for basically watching this girl fade away into nothing, and that's why they give her the money to encourage her and keep her going. And that is effectively her audience. Other anorexic people and sick bastards who get off on watching what's happening to her. She does not really have in her audience, in her day-to-day audience anyway, just people who like her personality, who like her content. Because, and I'm not trying to be rude, but there's not really anything about her content to like, because it's just her sitting there these days. Like, perhaps, you know, before it got to where we are now, you could say, yeah, okay, maybe. Because, you know, she would go cool places, she had cute outfits, she would play interesting games that people liked. But now her content is literally just her sitting, like, on her bed or whatever, and saying, oh, thank you for the gift, thank you, oh yeah, the weather's nice today. Like, there's nothing really engaging about it that you would sit and watch because you like her, like, personality or her content or anything, because there is no content. So I would say her audience in a sense has dwindled, but then been topped up by people coming in for nefarious reasons. So it's quite sad that, you know, everything she puts out is basically consumed by people who don't really care about her on a serious level. A lot of people wonder why the social platforms allow for this to continue, because it's very obvious that every day she gets more and more ill. It's very obvious she is not accepting help. She will not accept help. And it is dangerous, because there are going to be, you know, particularly young people, you know, who are going to be, they're going to feel insecure, and they're going to stumble across her content maybe, and they're going to think, oh my gosh, I should be like that. I should do this, you know, because one of the key dangers, I think, when it comes to eating disorders, particularly with anorexia, is even though she looks very ill and she looks like she would be in pain and things like that, she is still alive. She is still able to be online, although her recent content is quite limited in terms of what she's doing. It really does, it mainly is just her sitting down and talking. She's not really doing a great deal, and so it's kind of giving, she doesn't really have the energy to do all that much if you read between the lines, but she's still able to get up and be on camera. And so if you are somebody who's vulnerable, you're maybe kind of at the top of that slope down into that illness, and you see her and you think, I could be really skinny, and she's okay, she's still alive, you know, she's all right. Because we can't see, you know, the rest of her life when she switches off the camera. We can't see that. We can't see what's going on inside of her body. And so people may think, oh, I can copy her, I can do this, and I'll be fine. Because they don't know the actual reality of everything else. And they don't know, they don't know what's going to happen at the end, frankly. And it is quite irresponsible for these platforms to allow for this to go on. And I do think people are right. I do think people are right to be upset and to be angry. it's obvious that these platforms want to keep her around because she makes money. With TikTok, for example, she gets so many gifts all the time. Oh God, I've just dropped my phone. sorry, everyone. I've got you. It's fine. Don't worry. She makes quite a bit of money herself, obviously, when she gets gifts. But TikTok takes, I think, it's a pretty big amount. They take quite a lot from you. I think it's about 50% from live gifts. So TikTok make a lot of money from her. Twitch would have made a lot of money from her because Twitch as well, in most cases, takes around 50% of your earnings. I stream on Twitch myself, so I know how that goes, and they do take a pretty hefty cut of whatever you get in terms of subscriptions, gifted subscriptions, all that kind of stuff. Twitch will take quite a bit. So Twitch probably kept her around for a long time because of how much money she was able to make them. I think she did move from Twitch of her own volition, probably because things were slowing down there, and so, you know, jump to the next place. It is what it is. But they have still, her channel is still up, her clips on Twitch are still up. So just in case you don't use Twitch, let me explain that real quick. So when you are a streamer on Twitch, you or your audience can make what's called a clip, where they can take like a segment of your stream. It's normally between sort of 1 second to about a minute. And then that is saved from the live stream and it stays on your channel until you delete it. The full live stream videos will be deleted after 30 days or 60 days if you have certain settings switched on your channel. But clips will stay forever. So her clips and everything are still up. And depending on a person's settings, Twitch can still make money from those. So there is still money to be made there for Twitch. For YouTube, it's debatable as to whether she's monetized or not on YouTube. Some people have said that she has been demonetized. Some people have said that they have dug into it and it does seem that she is monetized. However, YouTube can serve ads on videos whether a person is monetized or not. So it does not really matter if she herself receives money. YouTube can still receive money from her content, and they probably are. So so that is, again, another situation. These platforms all make money from her presence. And so they don't take her down, they don't deplatform her, they allow her to keep posting, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the damage it potentially does to other people, regardless of the damage it potentially does to her as well. Because having these social platforms, these outlets, like that's obvious motivation for somebody who is living with that kind of illness, you know, getting to show up every day and try and be a little bit smaller, a little bit skinnier. It's obvious motivation. What do we do about it? I don't know. I mean, the obvious choice would be for the social platforms to remove her content, because It's dangerous for her. It's dangerous for other people. And frankly, yes, they make money, but most of the people they're making money from are not, they're not good people. So, but can you expect social platforms to have a conscience? Hell no. Like, that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. In terms of help for her, I don't know. Because it's like with anything. Someone needs to want to accept the help. You can try everything. And many of her friends have tried. There are a number of people that she is friends with who have said, you know, we have tried everything to help her. And she will not engage with it. She won't accept it. And there's only so much they can do. So it's a horrible situation where effectively the whole world has to just watch while this happens. And there are, you know, there are some people who are encouraging it, trying to make it go faster because that's exciting for them. And there are some people who are encouraging it because they need that validation back. And so I feel like there is no good ending in this. I would love for there to be, for her to to find a way to recover and to be happy and healthy and to do whatever she wants with her life. If she wants to keep doing stuff online, good for her. If she wants to go and do something completely different, good for her. That would be so nice. But I don't think it's going to happen. And I think maybe this whole situation is a sign that maybe the internet did not become a better place. I mean, you know, I said earlier, my God, when I was a kid, it was fucking horrible. Maybe it still is. Maybe it still is, you know. I mean, I don't know, maybe we all tricked ourselves into thinking that things got better and we became better people when actually it's all still terrible.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Elena, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.